The man near Antipin, who moments earlier had made clever remarks, leaped into the air and screamed as the fire exploded. Seeing the mob of men shoving and cursing at the door, he rushed to the window and started to clamber through without heed to the long shards of glass hanging from the frame. The iron bar swung at full force, hit him across the forehead, and he collapsed over the sill like a dropped puppet. Christo Stoyanov stood quietly, resisting the panic inside him. His eyes swept about the room, to the door and the press of bodies in front of it, to the smashed window, trying to choose. Before he could move in either direction, a hand took him above the elbow, a hard grip that hurt. It was Antipin, face completely without expression. "A cold cellar. There must be one," he said softly. "Where she cooks?" Christo nodded toward the kitchen area, separated from the main room by a sagging drape on a cord. "Come then," Antipin said. They brushed the drape aside. There was an old black wood stove, a rickety table, a bent twig crucifix on the wall, a bin where potatoes and onions were stored through the winter. In order to circulate the air and keep the food from rotting, a square had been cut in the wall, then covered with a metal screen to keep the rats out. In winter, a piece of cardboard was hung over it on a nail to keep out the worst of the cold. The widow, on hands and knees, was in the act of crawling through the broken-out screen of the narrow square. She disappeared suddenly with a little cry, and they could see the night outside. Antipin stopped him with a hand on the chest. "Let us see if there is a surprise planned. Wait for me to go through, then shout for the others." He was a square block of a man, but he moved like a monkey. Grabbing the upper edge of the frame with both hands, he swung out feet first. A few moments later his face appeared. "It's safe," he said. Christo moved toward the window, grasped the frame as Antipin had. Antipin raised a palm. "The others," he said. Christo shouted, heard a thunder of footsteps behind him, then went through. He landed on the side of the house facing the river, away from the dirt road. Antipin peered cautiously around the side of the house, then waved for Christo to follow him. Up by the road, a group of silhouettes stood beside a farmer's open-bed truck. The shapes were silent, moving restlessly, pacing, turning to one another. In the darkness, Christo could not see details, faces, or clothing. One man detached himself from the crowd and walked slowly down the hill toward the house. Antipin, meanwhile, pulled the board...